In this picture, I can see a fighting couple, and between them is their son covering his ears with his hands. He probably doesn't want to hear his parents shouting at each other. Unfortunately, this is not a very surprising situation because it reminds me of the fact that the number of divorces is increasing year by year. First of all, it's more and more fashionable to remain single and unmarried as long as possible. Everybody is building their careers, living their lives, enjoying their freedom, and they don't believe in long-lasting marriages or relationships as much as the earlier generations did. In addition, many of those people who were brave enough to marry and have a family have divorced after a couple of years or are thinking of it at present. This results in many single parents or middle-aged people with no kids at all. And children who experience a divorce will probably not believe in the institution of marriage either. So we're heading towards a world of many single and perhaps lonely people. No wonder nations are dying out. It's interesting, however, that this is mainly characteristic of Western and industrialized countries. Even in these countries, it's more likely that more children will be born in a family that has a lower life standard than in one where they could afford having a larger family. Perhaps in a poorer family where many generations have to live together, the concept of family is stronger and they value it much more. In families such as these, the older generations, the grandparents, are also paid more attention to and they are respected and cared for. In Western countries, it's more commonplace that the grandparents go to a nursing home, the parents are divorced, lead individual lives, and the children live on their own from a very young age. Perhaps because it can be afforded. It doesn't seem to strengthen family ties. Thankfully, there are always exceptions, and sometimes people do find the right kind of partners, have children, and bring them up to respect the elders and learn from their wisdom. This way, they are raised to respect the family, are less likely to turn to drugs, to turn into criminals or lonely, sad people, and can be the type of people that are a hope to a nation.